This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury with
Arvind Vraj
and Christine Wong.
What's the main transport or travel issue you'd like to see fixed in 2021? That's a question that we're asking you. To feedback, we've got Sharina here on the WhatsApp who said, we don't even know what time the bus is coming. So what more self-driving cars? Malaysia is far, far from ready. This is true. Mm-hmm. Over to Instagram.
Yes, Instagram. We've got NGZW, who says bus punctuality. We've got, let's see, Adam Chung, 66, says motorcycle lanes. Kelvin Ung, 53, says roads and pedestrian walkways as well. Blue Chief says fix the road conditions, if not reduce the road tax. This last one, I'm not really sure how it would be enforced, but Shia Zuni says have a quota on number of private vehicles on the road so public transport can work better.
Very quickly over to WhatsApp. This is from number ending 5809. Richard, I explored that idea, like ways for public transportation. My friend who know a bit more about app development told me it cost at least $1 million to develop that kind of app. That put pay to my $1 million idea. Got to check out the Chesterfield solution. It was supposed to be crowdsourced data like how Waze started. Didn't think of getting mobile networks provider coming through. I did think of getting the transportation authorities involved, though. Oh, no. See? There you go. Mm-hmm. Giving you some ideas. Right. But Arvind.
Yeah, so this is a story about voice assistants, or, you know, just people debating if voice assistants do make a difference when they are in the cars and, you know, how helpful they are and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the big question was, you know, can you really do so much with a voice assistant in your car? According to mobility tech analyst Nathalie Thier from Germany's Bitkom, it's a digital association, she thinks so. So she says that they are good because the driver is less distracted than with manual operations, and they're also more convenient. You can control apps by voice without looking at the display or touching any buttons. She adds that a good mobile phone holder, which should not be mounted too far away from the driver because of possible noise interference, and the correct voice control settings are also crucial. And she states that newer vehicles often offer greater integration of smartphones in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. They also give a few tips on how to. So this article comes from The Star, and they give like a few tips on how to choose a proper voice assistant, which one works for you, which one pairs with your car with ease, you know, seamlessly. You don't have to do too many steps and stuff. Maybe push up a button. On no account should you get distracted by problems operating the assistants, she says. That would be counterproductive, as the assistants are there to help you concentrate better on traffic. Before committing to a system, it's worth trying out different ones depending on your own smartphone and its OS, advises car electronics specialist Michael Zietler. And a piece of information, in 2019, there was a study conducted by the Capgemini Research Institute, and almost half, so 49% of those surveyed said they already use a voice assistant in their car, of which three quarters or 77% use it to play music. Which, so that's the part that I wanted to bring up by with this article. It's interesting because I don't know how much of voice assistants are used locally, like here. It might be like a US thing or like a European thing. I don't know if locally it's as rampant or mainstream. Have you seen anyone using like voice assistants? Because I know I don't. For
I've heard people using it, yeah? or attempting to use it. Mm-hmm. I know in one of the local car brands that they did launch it, and it wasn't as successful as they thought it would be at first.
Yep.
After much development, it's a lot more user-friendly nowadays. And because that's simply down because it had difficulty understanding the local dialect, you know, and there's quite a big swing of accents and dialects here in Malaysia, of course, and everybody would get in the car and they'd say, hey, wait, lights on, and the car would just be like, what? So there's that. But
Nola.
You know, so I've seen people getting in and using their smartphone to get their car to do things like play Spotify or whatever. I've seen that happen quite a lot.
I was about to say, like, I don't, my car isn't fancy enough to have its own voice assistant, but I do use Bluetooth quite a lot to connect like my phone to the car. And I've recently started using my phone's voice assistant, which I can't name because it will then activate the voice assistant. But I found that to be actually relatively helpful. What I find annoying is that it doesn't control like the apps within my phone. It just controls the phone itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So stuff like changing volume, for example, can be done quite easily, or calling someone for example, can also be done quite easily. But things like switching to the next song, not so much. So I would be interested to try out, you know, like a voice assistant that's, what's the word? Naturally integrated into a car already. That would be quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there are some, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you feel weird talking to your cars?
To myself all the time, so no difference here.
Myself, I have no issues. I've been doing it for like 34 years.
No, I mean, I don't think so. I think it's part of a natural progression of technology nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as we felt weird, when you guys probably don't, but back in my day and age, when you first got a mobile phone and you were on public transportation, you felt weird about speaking on a mobile phone back then because not everybody had one, you know, and that was a weird thing. Now we actively talk to our phones, as Christian has just demonstrated, and I do quite a bit as well when I'm not here in the office, you know, because it's just easy. I can ask it to switch on my lights. I can ask it to turn on Netflix, and I don't have to do anything, you know. Mm. And that transition to using that same technology in a vehicle, I think, is great. And I think it gives you more chance to focus on the things you're supposed to be doing, like focusing on the road and checking your mirrors. And
It is infinitely a smarter idea to me than touch screens, which I see a lot in cars.
I think they're so dangerous in cars.
And truly, why?
As long as you don't have to move your hands from the steering.
That's
or
it. But I think, as you mentioned in the article, you know, it has to be able to recognize different amounts of diction and whatever, because that would make it more frustrating. If you are constantly in your car shouting at your voice assistant and getting frustrated about it not working, and then you're having to lean over and adjust something and move something, that's where the problem lies.
Yep.
And I think they should only be integrated when they work almost 100% of the time.
I mean, credit where credit is due. There's a TikTok video going around where this guy speaks to one of the new Protons that has a voice assistant in a very strong local accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it does its the thing. It picks up. Yeah. Awesome. It's able to understand, which is quite nice.
Right, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for taking part in the polls and for taking part in the discussion today about what is the main transport or travel issue you'd like to see fixed in 2021. The final numbers to wrap up with over on Twitter are...
They are 16.5% for transport availability, 41.3% and 40.5%, very close for road conditions and last mile connectivity.
Just before we wrap up, what we got over on Instagram, Chris?
Nothing new.
Okay, nothing new. Right, that's all the time we have for today. We started off with that story that Chris presented.
Yes, about 5 predictions for how the travel transport industry will change in 2021.
And then why the driverless car revolution has stalled.
And then we spoke about how helpful are voice assistants in cars.
Okay, don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Penang-based semiconductor player MI Technovation is on a high-growth path, given that it will be investing heavily in new plants in China, Taiwan, and South Korea to be closer to its customers and access more engineering talent. Does it make sense to maintain its head office in Malaysia? The Breakfast Grill discussed the company's prospects and growth strategy, as well as international trends impacting the semiconductor industry with Group CEO Oh Kwang Eng. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvin Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.